When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Damn it. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if y'all can hear me over the sounds of the tribal chief, but we here. We moving on to the second round. Acknowledge your Dallas Mavericks. Told y'all in the regular season, the Dallas Mavericks came out and whooped the Golden State Warriors on national television. Y'all would get a Roman Reigns style promo, and it didn't happen. This time I figured I'd surprise y'all. And what did we do? Put belt to ass on the Los Angeles Clippers. Now, any other time, I will come out here, I would tell you to acknowledge the Dallas Mavericks, acknowledge the Tribal Chief, and I'll let you know that y'all the twos and we the ones. But in this case, it seems more fitting to say that we the twos and y'all the ones. Because while we move on to the second round, y'all stuck in the first round, packing your bags on your way to Cancun. Because what did we say was going to happen? What did I say was going to happen? Mavs in six. And what happened? I delivered. It wasn't a prediction. It was a spoiler. It happened exactly how I said it would. What did I say? When the chips are on the line, Paul George and James Harden, they not going to show up. You know who did show up? Kyrie motherfucking Irving. The right-hand man. When the Tribal Chief couldn't deliver, main event Kyrie Irving stepped up. closed out the Los Angeles Clippers, sent them home, stacked them, smashed them, sent them on their way. And this wasn't just business, it was personal. This is built up over 4 years of time. This is payback for the embarrassment of 2020 in the bubble. Oh yeah, it was all laughs and giggles. Y'all had the upper hand. Tall man went down. Luka battling by himself on one ankle. It's my first time. It was his first time. Weren't sure what we were getting into. We come back the next year. We see you again. Undermanned. We take you to 7 and we lose. And you're probably thinking, well, that's the end of him. But the tribal chief does not fold under pressure. The tribal chief thrives off pressure. Pressure builds diamonds. And the tribal chief is the biggest diamond of all. And instead of taking a trip to the island of relevancy with Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, you're taking a trip to Cancun, if you're lucky. I don't know if your pockets can really afford it the way the tribal chief's pockets can. So while you sitting on the bus or sitting on the plane or sitting on the locker room, maybe you at home with your family. You have to go home to your family and tell them why daddy failed. Why daddy isn't as good as the tribal chief. Daddy will never be as good as the tribal chief. And then your kid is going to look up and you say, daddy, can you play with the tribal chief? And you're going to have to respond. I don't know if I'm good enough. I might be washed, Russell Westbrook. I might be too old, James Harden. I might be too pussy, Paul George. Terrence Mann and Norman Powell, I see potential in y'all. You welcome in the island of relevancy anytime you please. As long as you first rightfully acknowledge your tribal chief. Now it's time for the Oklahoma City Thunder to acknowledge their tribal chief. And then soon the rest of the NBA will acknowledge their tribal chief. Bones Highland should get on Twitter and acknowledge his tribal chief, because it ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. This is only the beginning. This is only the beginning. There's more where this came from. There's more ass whoopings to hand out. Dallas Mavericks ain't finished. We smash and stack the Los Angeles Clippers, and we gonna smash and stack the Oklahoma City Thunder. And whoever decides that they want the smoke from the Denver Nuggets and Minnesota Timberwolves, there'll be a winner in that series, but they'll only win and lose in the end. So Dallas Mavericks fans, Mavs Outsiders fans, wherever you listening to this, whether you be in your car, whether you be at work, whether you be in the line at McDonald's, don't get the large fry. Whether you be in the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A, put your ones up and acknowledge the tribal chief, Luka Doncic. The Dallas Mavericks are moving on to the second round. That's all I got to say. I don't give a fuck about no analysis tonight. I'm just here to celebrate, talk shit, because we finally got it done. It's personal. It's always been personal. It's been personal this whole time, this whole series. Enjoy the ride home, motherfucker. Bibbs, what you got to say, man? You're muted.
I hadn't said anything. So I don't know if y'all can tell. Patreon can. I'm in the car again. Had to climb out of the bed, my woman, to come out here and record this reaction podcast. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm in a strange neighborhood. White people probably confused why it's this car running outside. But feels good to have your team go out, do what they're supposed to do. Be the better team. Finish the game. Finish the series. No drama. 6 games in and out. Leave a tip on the bedside table. And just get in there, clap them cheeks, and go on about your business. It's it wasn't as neat as I would have liked it. They got lazy at the end. Luka was limping and acting like he did not realize there was 5 minutes left in the game. That's okay. Don't matter. Kyrie was on it. That's why he's there. Losing Maxey, tough. Tough. Not sure how I feel about that right now. Worry about it later. We got 4 days off. Worry about it later. This 4 series wins now? Is that 4 series wins or 3? 3. 3 series wins. All have come without Tim Hardaway Jr. I ain't saying nothing. DJJ locking up. Loved it. PJ has a couple moments. Hustle. Josh had a couple moments. Hit a couple shots. It was a team effort. Everybody contributed. Everybody that played did something. And that's what it's about. I'm looking forward to this next round against the Thunder. I haven't thought too much about it besides the Shea versus Luka hype meter through the roof. I know Luka's gonna get up for that. I'm ready to see what we do with Chet. J Dub versus PJ and or DJJ. I'm ready to see that. Hoping Exum gets back on track. Maybe Josh will be more confident in the series against a bunch of young dudes. I don't know, man. I feel really good. I don't got a ton to say either. I'm not getting into no super duperty analysis or nothing like that. We can do that later. I did do my grades, but I don't feel like going over that right now. I had to start my car, my gas low, so I don't really want to run it out. I'm good if you did.
Look, I'm good. I ain't going to give my prediction right now. I'm going to save it, you know. It feels good to get this monkey off out back. It feels good to see the team go at home and close out the game the right way. Luka didn't have the best game. I don't know what was going on with, like, his shots, but like we said, we're not getting into analysis. We'll save that for another time. Excuse me. I'm just happy, man. I don't even want to talk about the negative shit right now. I hope Maxey can heal up. Crazy to say, but we do need him. We need him, especially for the next round. But excuse me, got the hiccups and shit. Yeah, man. I'm excited. I'm happy, you know. I'm asleep. God damn it. I'm asleep good tonight. Feel good. It's late as fuck though. Bibbs is in a car in a strange neighborhood. We don't want nothing to happen to him live on the podcast. Because I don't know how to put this shit out, so y'all will never hear about it. We can close this out, man. We just wanted to get... The reason it's so late is because I was out at Dave & Buster's watching the game with my brothers, acting a fool every time Kyrie yeah. comes with niggas. But... I mean, if this was regular time, y'all get a better, more in-depth analysis. But I'm pretty sure y'all would be cool with this. So, I mean, you know, we can close this out if you want.
Yeah, I think I'm good. Oh. I made a joke tweet about Jason Kidd going to the Lakers. It was a joke tweet, but there's the history, obviously, of him being with the Lakers when he won the championship, mm-hmm. having the relationships and whatnot. I saw a minute ago on ESPN, they said that Jason Kidd is one of the 10 candidates. It's bad to be talking about your coach leaving after you won a playoff series. I don't give a damn.
Hey, shout out to Jason Kidd, man, because he reminded me of the Sun series because I saw him up on the sidelines telling the defense, like, that's what we need all the time, not just in spurts. Like,
he took way too long to call that timeout at the end of the game, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I would have called it after the Zubac wide open layup when nobody came down the court. Like, clearly these motherfuckers were not paying attention anymore. Stop it right now.
Let's not even get into the negative shit. Hopefully the Lakers sign him. Anyway, yeah, man. Signing off for Reese and Bibbs. Acknowledge us. Peace.
Peace.